views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and feel the instant relief as you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I've been using this radio show as a vehicle for people to call in, and I have some of my top energy workers that I've been working with for the last decade coming on the show. And today we have a special treat, one of my favorite people to work with, Sharan Sirdar. If you want to call in and have some energy cleared, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Sharan Sirdar is an epigeneticist by training and work history, or a geneticist, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. And she has a degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for over 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases, and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy-to-understand videos explaining epigenetics. Sharan, it's such a pleasure to have you on The Truth is Funny again.
Hi, Colette. Yes, always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me again.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you here. I guess we already have callers calling in, but I'm just going to give you a chance first to say hello and talk a little bit about what epigenetics is for people who are not maybe necessarily aware of what it is you mean by that.
Okay. Well, you know, as you said in the bio there, that I did start off with genetics, and that was based on that everything that we experience, if there's a genetic disorder, then that is due to the gene mutations, and that's it, and you're a victim of your biology. So whether you have diabetes or heart disease or breast cancer in the family or any kind of cancer, or even Alzheimer's or anything like that, that, you know, you've heard people say, oh, so-and-so has got this, so that means that I'm predisposed to it. That's coming from very much of a victim mentality, that if it's in your ancestors, it's been that way, it's going to be the case for you too. And so epigenetics is taking it to the next step, and that is taking it away from being the victim. And just by adding that prefix, epi, it basically means that it's above the genes, epi meaning above. So the control of the genes is not the genes themselves. It's where the victim mentality comes in. So if you have that particular gene mutation or shift in that gene, that results in you having or predisposed to something. So epi meaning above, and what is above the genes that's controlling them, and that is our emotions and the beliefs that we have, the perceptions that we have, and everything that is above the genes. So that is influencing the way that the genes are read. I like to use the analogy of Christmas, the Christmas lights, because if you, you know, you imagine them on the Christmas tree and they're all lighting up in different colors at different times. And if you think of the genes as that way, as well as Christmas lights, a string of Christmas lights, there's usually certain lights that come on, and that gives, say, for example, that would equal positive gene expression. And sometimes there's a different sequence that comes on that's negative. And I don't like the words positive and negative either, but just for the sake of this explanation, to just say that, that would result in the gene sequence being in a way that would create some health issue for you. What's interesting is that when we, when they looked at these genes, what they found was that the genes themselves are read 30,000 different ways. So it's not one way that it can be expressed. And that's huge, because that means that we do actually have the control, in the sense that if we do look at the emotions, we do look at our beliefs and perceptions, and we clear those, that allows for the DNA to be expressed in a positive way. So it's a completely different way. Just that word epi, from going from genetics to epigenetics, can create that shift within us to take us from the victim mentality away from the victim mentality.
And that's so important, because when you think about it, we actually do have a relationship then with our DNA.
Yes, most certainly.
And because however we perceive it to be, that's going to affect our health.
Yes.
And so this is, you know, it's really very interesting how the work you do, and then the work that I do, and my colleague Mark Kettenbach. And we just had our very first energetic upgrade seminar in Canada, and it was relationship rescue as well, as which is what we're this coming October we're doing the same in Birmingham with you. And this is really important for people to recognize that all our body parts have relationships with all the other body parts in our body. The cells have a relationship with each other. The organs have a relationship with each other. The systems have a relationship with each other. And so, and what's happening in our relationships, like in the bigger picture, say, what's happening with our spouse, what's happening with our children, what's happening with our you know, our parents, with the collective influence, the culture, the people that are part of our culture, all of these have a bearing on our health, basically, mm-hmm. and or what people perceive as health, right? Mm-hmm. And so, when you were saying that you know, like that, our ancestors. You know, like people will say, oh, well, this is genetic. It's predisposed and it's genetic. A lot of that is actually what's perceived as being genetic and out of people's control is actually more like family patterns.
Yes.
Of how people deal with stress, mm-hmm. less than on a physical level. And so that's what's so beautiful about this, because if we identify those situations, like how people have a tendency to behave the same way that their parents behaved, which may not necessarily be the healthiest way to deal with problems, mm-hmm. Then, you know, it perpetuates it. And not just on yes, it feels physical, but it's actually emotional, psychological, it's a mixture. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. We have two callers waiting on the line. So when we get back, we'll take the first caller. So thank you for your patience, callers. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we will share more ways on more information on epigenetics and how to shift energy and make some more shift happen.
We've already said
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine. We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. Before we continue, Sharan, can you just share your contact information with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. My website is www.sharansirdar.com. And my YouTube channel, you can go and find my animated videos on there as well. It's youtube.com/ with the same Sharan Sirdar. But you should be able to connect. Anyone can connect with me via Facebook or Twitter or anywhere from my website.
Awesome. And so I just wanted to let anyone listening in also know that you can call in today and we will be shifting energy 1-800-930-2819. We have had a caller waiting patiently here on the line, Pablo from Seattle. And so we'll take that call right now. Are you there, Pablo?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello. Yes. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you. What can Sharan and I do for you today?
Well, it is super related with Sharan is talking. You know what? I think that I have a victim mentality. A few years ago, I moved back to my country with my wife. Now it's my ex-wife, and we have three beautiful kids. So I move out of the house, and then I start my own business. And my business was doing super good, and when I start doing good, it is the roller coaster in my life. I go down, straight down. Then I start another business that I was doing super good again, and then the roller coaster. So every time when I'm trying to move on, every time when I think that I got it finally, not only for me, for my kids as well, something happened. Something happened, and screw everything in my life, you know.
Now, okay, so when you get in touch with that, and you think about that, about how many times that's happened to you, what's the emotion that comes up for you?
Frustration.
Okay, and frustration is like a combination of fear and anger, really? And so when you think about that on a scale of 0 being it doesn't bother you that much, but 10 being it really bothers you a lot, where are you?
10, definitely.
Yeah, you're like 10,000, actually. Like, energetically, you know, I'm getting, like, you're really fed up with this, okay? So what you're going through is really
tired.
Not that uncommon in human for people, because when you consider the fact that, you know, we consider ourselves to be human beings, but we're actually conscious beings that are traveling in a vehicle. Our body is our vehicle. We're conscious beings traveling in a human body. And, you know, the vast majority of people are not really aware that that's the case. And so many, many people use a very small percentage of their ability and of their infinite potential. And it's way more comfortable when we are in a place generally to be, sort of going with the flow, going with the crowd, in this place where you just use the acceptable amount of potential, and then you don't tap into the picture that most people don't see. And this is what's coming up weak for you. Is I'm getting there was a bunch of things happening when you were talking that I was picking up, but one of the things is that you have a real weakness to starting things, and so. To ending things. So you like to start things, but you have a weakness to ending them. And because you have a weakness to ending, your endings are abrupt and not so much fun. And so I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to turn this over to Sharon and ask you, Sharon, what are you picking up?
The first thing I got was that there's an energy of the heart being broken. And that it was only connected by 17%, and that's not talking about the physical heart, obviously. It's that energy that, you know, you just, it's because from the heart is where we actually put the energy out to create and be able to move forward. So what was coming up there was a physical trauma from when you were 18, and that could be, I'm picking up, it's, was, did something happen around that, give or take a year?
Not that I'm aware of, you know.
Okay.
Well, what I was picking up as soon as you said that was this energy of now I have to be a man.
Okay.
You know, that it's painful to be a man, that it's challenging to be a man, that it's hard to be a man. And so let's strengthen you to letting go of that limiting belief.
And I also got, as you said, that it's that energy of not wanting to, or having to let go of that fun aspect of, you know, when you move into being a man, it's like, I've got to be serious.
Yeah.
And that energy. And so anyway, I've cleared that physical trauma. But what was interesting there also was an inherited energy of a miasm. Now, miasms are... homeopaths use that term a lot, and what it is an energy of a disease. So say, for instance, someone has for example, let's just say, not in your case, tuberculosis, how many generations ago, that forms this pattern of disease that's passed on. And this is what we were talking about with the epigenetics, you know, above the genes, and this is the inherited aspect. So if that came up from your mom's side, not to do with tuberculosis, but in your case, just, I didn't check which miasm that is, but from your mom and grandmother and going back 8 generations from a female. So this female went through something and that resulted in this miasm then being passed on. And what I found was actually it was in all your 3 children as well. So once I've released that, that's cleared from your children too. And the heart is now 100% connected as well.
Yeah, and I just want to touch base with you here. How are you feeling right now?
Scared.
Why are you scared?
Yeah, because what you're saying is truth. So it is.
So it kind of freaked you out, right on?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just take a deep breath. We're working with the Higher Self Network, what I call HSN instead of MSN. And every single one of us has this ability to connect in this way. We're just more practiced at it because we do it a lot. And, you know, we've built our skills in doing this up. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. This isn't like all woo-woo. It's kind of woo-woo, I guess you could say. But it's also, hey, I mean, Sharan is a certified scientist, right? right, Sharan?
I don't think they'd like me to be calling myself a scientist with everything I do.
But so we're just going to strengthen that, though, that, you know, that you do have this ability, that this is, there's nothing scary about that at all. What it is you have an ability to tap in because we're all connected through atoms. And every cell in your body has atoms in it. So we're just going to clear all of that so that you don't have the fear and that you can allow your heart to open, actually, is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen that for you, that it doesn't have to be a scary thing. See, what's coming up is this, the word vulnerable. Like as soon as you think about opening your heart up, you feel vulnerable, like you could be more easily hurt. And I'm getting, how long were you married?
11 years.
11 years. Okay. I was just clearing some energy between you and your previous wife. Is she the mother of all your children?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So like there's a lot of heartbreak around that. That's a big part of it on both sides. We want to clear that. So every time you have a thought about your former wife and the mother of your children, that it's actually going to strengthen your children. And every time she has a thought about you and being the father of her children, that's going to strengthen your children. So because most of the problem actually was coming in from the descendants, the concern around the descendants. And so we're just going to strengthen your descendants, this is all that they are going to reap the benefits of the two of you stepping into your power and just deleting any karma between you. No need to suffer and struggle with it anymore, or even to understand what happened. I'm getting there's a lot of, it's exhausting for you to try and figure out what happened. And so we're just going to clear all of that energetically. Now, just get in touch with it again now. How are you feeling?
Much better.
Good. Like on a scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10, where are you? With the original question where we asked, you know, how much this bothered you, that you have a tendency to sabotage yourself.
Yeah, so I'm about 6, 5.
Yeah, so it's dropped quite a bit. So we're just going to strengthen for your perception. I'm getting you're more around a 2.5 to a 3. And so we're going to strengthen you to the thought that you could actually clear this energetically. You could actually clear it very quickly here. And that you could take it all the way down to 0. And that we're just going to strengthen you, new beginnings, old endings, and then everything in between. And get that nice and strong, 100% infinite potential. And now I would just like for you to tell me one more time, where are you at with this?
1.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So we're just going to keep clearing this. If you want to hang in there when we come back on. We're just going to take a quick break now, but when we come back on, we'll check in if we've got you all the way down to 0 here, so that the next time you start something, it's a little more smooth. All right. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We will be right back with Sharan Sirdar, and we will be taking some more. We have some more callers online here. We'll be right back.
Not right. Just this morning you cried about last night.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have the wonderful Sharan Sirdar here with me today, and we're clearing energy. Right before the break, we were speaking with Pablo, and I would just like to reconnect with you here. Pablo, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better.
Good. Yeah, it feels way stronger. We were just doing a little bit more cleanup on the other end. What number are you at now?
I truly believe that I'm still in one.
Good. Okay, so we'll just strengthen you to that. That's good that you're, at the one. And I'm getting over a few days, it'll just ease down for you. And so, and just really strengthening you to be able to... the biggest shift is being able to start new projects without feeling the pressure to end old ones, so that you could you can have projects happening in all different stages of development, and so that you would always have something that would be bringing forward income for you and being able a benefit to your entire family. And so that feels so much stronger to me now. So we'll see what happens with it. And thank you so much for calling in. We're going to take the next caller who's been waiting here, if that's okay. And feel free to email me at info@thetruthisfunny@gmail.com if you want to connect and talk about, if you notice anything in the next few days, feel free to give me an email. So we were just wondering then if we have Yulia from Vermont on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, there you are. Okay. I have the wonderful Sharan Sirdar on the call here with me today. So what would you like the two of us to energetically look at for you?
I would like to ask questions about my son, if I may.
Okay, sure. Sharan?
Yeah, fine. Thank you. Go ahead.
He's 11 years old, and he has celiac disease and dairy allergy, and also he has ichthyosis. It's genetic skin condition. Plus, being 11 years old, he still has sometimes bedwetting accidents. And
okay.
I would say that skin problem is really bothering him emotionally lately.
That part of the problem, you mean? The bedwetting?
Yes, the ichthyosis.
Right.
Okay. So, Sharan, you go for it. I'm just going to work behind the scenes for a minute here.
So, could you describe that? Could you spell it for me?
It's spelled ichthyosis. It's when people get like scaly patches of skin and on different parts of the body, legs usually, or chest, or arms.
Okay.
And where is his patches?
On his shins, mostly.
On his shins, okay. On the front?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm picking up is also, again, like I was speaking to Pablo, is there is a miasm here. So this is the inherited energy that's coming through. And it's going back 9 generations from a male. So let me just clear that. And just checking in what else there is here. There's... emotions can also get trapped. That's also like what we were talking about with the energy coming in from the parents. So it's when it's inherited, it's that at conception, the energy gets passed on. And what's coming up is an inherited emotion of panic. And it's coming from dad's side again. Again, grandmother. Does dad's side have any skin issues? Just wondering if that's the situation.
I only am aware of dry skin problem, nothing like that, no patches or anything like that.
Okay. So there's a tendency there for the skin to get dry, yeah?
Yes.
So it's coming, but this one goes back 11 generations of panic, so let's clear that as well. And usually there can be a lot of other things that we look at, but I'm also getting that there's a physical-to-physical disconnection. So if, Colette, you want to go ahead, I'll look at this.
Okay, sure. What I was right away picking up from you, Yulia, is that is his father in his life?
Yes, but there are a lot of changes going on right now with
okay, because this is what I'm getting the it's more about. So what's going on?
Well, his father is in the process of a changing gender.
Oh, okay. So that, you know, we're just going to strengthen the whole family to that and him to that. Because, you see, it's coming up that the emotional disturbance is more, in many ways, it's coming from you. So we're going, your concern so for him to be able to handle this. And so we're just going to strengthen you. To being able to handle it with ease and being able to handle your son with ease, the fears around that. See, around this age, a lot of young boys turn to their fathers and want to have more to do with them. And I was picking up this weakness that your son didn't feel that he could. And so we're just going to strengthen him that he can get the male energy that he's requiring, getting that coming from a weakness in his kidneys, like before it was pre-conception is what's coming up. And I'm strengthening him also to mother's milk, to being able to be nourished only by the mother is what's coming up, or that the mother, see, there was something missing right from the conception
I had breastfeeding problem. I didn't have breast milk with everything I was doing. I just wasn't able to breastfeed him, and that was a very big issue for me for a couple of years.
Okay, so we want to take that very big issue. See, it's kind of like you're the lone parent here, and you're like the experience was right from the get-go that this child couldn't nurse on you. So we're just going to strengthen you to that situation. It's coming up a lot of lifetimes. This is more on a spiritual experiences that you've had of being a mother that was not capable of feeding her own child. Children starving in the world, all of these, there was just a lot of energy coming up around that. So I want to strengthen you to let go of any miasms around that, you know, of any children that you have, that they would be, that you would not be able to support them, that you would not be able to feed them, that you would not, all of this is coming up. And so when I say this, I'm not saying this with judgment, but it's like choosing the wrong man. Okay, so this is about being, and also the gluten and the grain, all of that, it's kind of more of a collective influence problem of cattle being fed more products that are corn related rather than grass related. And so we just strengthen all of that, like all that. It's just coming up some weaknesses in the cows themselves, the thought of milk in the cows. And so lactose intolerance is coming up. The thought of, there's a lot of energy behind this also. In the old days like that, people would sometimes hire wet nurses. There's some energy on your unconscious level around that. The mother's milk and that. So I just want to get you in touch now. Think about your son. Does it feel the same or different?
It feels more empowering at the moment. And yeah. I would say on a scale, it would be around 5 probably right now.
Okay. And what I was picking up, you know, the patchiness, you know, how cows are spotted, like they have patches of black or patches of brown on white. There was a weakness with that, so I'm just going to do some more clearing with that. Sharan, did you want to add anything to this?
Yeah. What I found was that there was disconnection from the skin, actually, energetically was disconnected from the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. And there was 2 miasms there that contributed to that. And in, what was really interesting, because this is what happens with epigenetics, is that it'll come back from the same descendants, and it did go from dad to grandmother and then all the way back 9 generations from the same male. So I've cleared that now, and in fact there was 3 miasms there, so that's been cleared and then reconnected the skin back onto the
so the central nervous system is strong to the skin. And all the connections. And okay, so now when you think about your son, how does it feel?
It feels probably around 3.
Good. Okay, so we're moving this energy down. So we're going to strengthen that. The perception can catch up to the energetic shifts and allowing you to let go of your concern, let go of your worry as a parent, as a mother, as being the only parent is coming up. Because it's not that he still has 2 parents. It's just that it's changing. So we're going to strengthen everybody to the change what's coming up is the solidity of it all. And so we're going to strengthen that 100%. And we can just connect with you when we come back from the break and just see where you're at when we come back. This is Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back on The Truth is Funny.
That girl thinks that she's so Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Sharan Sirdar with me here today, and we've been joining forces to clear energy. We are also going to be joining forces in Birmingham October 3rd, 4th, 5th for energetic upgrade seminar with Mark Kettenbach. We just had our very first one in Canada here in Vancouver this past weekend. It was extremely powerful. I have a huge cry rate. I don't know if you advertise that when you're hosting seminars, but we actually don't. Well, I don't want to even use the word judge seminars by the amount of people that show up or who shows up. It's more about our cry rate. Because the cry, like when people are moving energy, it's amazing. And what was really, really interesting is, you know, I hadn't been back in Vancouver for over a year, and I had several women that I had worked with, clients that I had worked with, or people that had participated at demos, that were having difficulty getting pregnant, and they showed up with their babies at this at the demos in the seminar. And so I had a little 2-month-old little guy there. We had a 7-month-old, a 9-month-old, And these babies were so like Buddha-like, you know, they're so grounded. People like every, like they just are so such beautiful babies. And it was really interesting how when you connect with babies energetically while they're still in the womb, these babies had never met me and they'd hold their hands out to me and they'd want to come to me and they would let me hold them for like, you know, half an hour and hug me tight. And not, you know, make strange or try to go back to their moms or, you know,
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool. Everybody sort of started to cry because it was so beautiful when you see that this baby who's never met, you know, a 7-month-old baby that's never met me in person, that that you could tell this baby was like, I know you. And this is the beauty of being able to clear energy, you know, clear things energetically for the babies before they come through. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference with them. And so I just wanted to check in with Yulia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I felt a lot of energy moving and it's still going.
Okay.
I just want to ask if there's anything that can be done about the bedwetting problem for my son.
Yeah, I was working on that. This is coming from his father. And and we did some work on that. And so every time that you have a thought now about your son and about him wetting the bed, we're just going to strengthen you that when you think about his bladder, you're going to think about it with a smile rather than a frown, because the concern over the bladder is it's a sadness that comes over him and comes over you and, you know, the embarrassment and all of that. So when you automatically think about his bladder, you think about it being weak and him letting go of his bladder. We're going to strengthen instead that you're going to smile and strengthen the pelvic floor muscles and strengthen his ability to control that. So when he goes to bed at night, instead of thinking, oh, I hope he doesn't wet the bed, it's more like strengthening his bladder. Actually physically getting in touch with his bladder to his central nervous system and the any immaturity in those systems and just strengthening it. So when I say that to you, how does that feel now?
Around one.
Yeah, good. So, Sharan, do you have anything you would like to add?
I did. I got that he had an emotional vulnerability there, so he was feeling very vulnerable, and that was also contributing to that. Mm-hmm. So that's also been cleared, and there was another physical trauma. I didn't pick up on the age on that. I just cleared it. So just, see how that feels.
Yeah, and feel free to email me at info@thetruthisfunny@gmail.com and let us know how he's doing. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Sharan, we have one more caller on the line, Karen from New York. So we're just going to take that call here quickly.
Okay.
Are you
Hello?
There, Karen?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I'm listening. This feels so powerful. It's funny. I was actually calling in about the pain I've been having in my knees, and today it's particularly high. But I also have an 11-year-old son that wets the bed, so you two could figure out which one feels the weakest to you.
Well, it's a bit of both.
He used to wet
actually.
The bed every night. What's that?
Okay. He used to wet the bed every night, and now?
And now it's just like he wet last night, but the 3 nights before that, he did not.
Okay. So we want to strengthen. I'm going to do some work there for him that I just did for this other child. Where are you at with this, Sharan?
I picked that up straight away, too, that it was as if your knees got weak just at the thought of him wetting his bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Of course, they're intimately related.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's just strengthen your thoughts around that. Just as I said for Yulia, like, you know, we just get it that strong. It's not uncommon for when children are wetting the bed for them to stop around the age of 11 or 12. And so we're just going to strengthen mm-hmm. all of that. But the thoughts that you have while you're asleep is coming up. I'm going to work on that. Sharan, what mm-hmm. are you getting?
I got two emotions. It was one of resentment and one of terror. And those were contributing to the bedwetting as well, so they've been cleared too. I'm not picking up anything
He's
right
an
now.
Active dreamer.
Okay.
He screams out yeah. in his dreams often. He's a.
So does he wake up? Does he wake up from his dreams? Like, is he afraid?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes, not always. He can have a full-on story and not wake up, and then sometimes he does wake up from bad dreams.
Okay.
And they're very disturbing for him. It can take him a while to orient.
Yeah. They call that night terrors. My daughters used to have those a lot. So when they were little,
and
it's because of past life stuff creeping in through their through psychic energy, and so we just strengthen him to having a good solid like unconscious, conscious mind and subconscious mind, and then being able to have the boundaries, his boundaries on his body, soul, spirit triad. We just want to strengthen stronger boundaries when he's sleeping, when you're sleeping, when your husband is sleeping, when everybody else in the family is sleeping. I'm getting that it's kind of funny. It's coming up that there's not enough men in the house compared to women. Like in comparison, right. That bothers him. So I'm just going to work on that. Sharan, what else are you picking up?
I didn't pick up anything else.
Okay, cool. So when I get in touch with the unevenness of the feminine to the masculine, that energy has really been coming in quite a bit here. All day today. We are running out of time, so I just wanted to see, Karen, if that has shifted for you.
I mean, my knees actually, I felt a shift in my knees as we were talking, so it's down about half of what it was.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen that for you, you're not going to, that you could support your son in being able to let go of this with ease and effortlessness is what's coming up. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and I've had Sharan Sirdar, who is a fabulous epigeneticist, on the show with me today. We are excited to be collaborating in England in just 3 weeks from now, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We'll be out there, a free demo on the 3rd, and then 4th and 5th, Sharan. And I'm so excited, Sharan, that you're going to give a talk about epigenetics also. That's going to be so cool. I just wanted you to have a chance to say one last word to the listeners, and then we're off.
No, it's just been fun. And let all the callers have called in, please let us know how you get on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have connected with all of you. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S-Cafe.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.